The Zisco SA deal was signed in 2010. 3 years on, it remains troubled. The media was not allowed in today's hearing with the Zisco board chairman, but previously the parliamentary committee had warned that Zisco's privatization was in danger of collapse as ministers continued to row over the transaction, fearing SA Africa Holdings may be forced to withdraw from the deal because of delays. Workers' representatives Benedict Moyo and Obed Shokobishi, whose statements were heard by the press, accused Industry Minister Welshman Ncube, the president's office, and ESA for sabotaging the deal. Messiahs Moyo and Bishi said employees were suffering as a result of lack of payment and anxiety over their future. The president's office is now responsible for the $750 million deal, but implementation remains bogged down by political bickering between the industry and mines ministries.
When we asked these questions, we were told that, there's a government. So we're saying, at the end of the day, it is the parent ministry representing the government. And the ESA, who's coming as the investor. So the guy who's doing the economic sabotage is the guy who's supposed to come here and be the guy getting the plant running.
Moyo said the payments issue is dire, with some employees facing eviction soon.
Redcliffe Municipality, where we have our properties, or you are renting, whichever way. But those that are owning properties in Redcliffe, under Redcliffe Municipality, the problem now is that they've sent us letters, individual letters, demanding final payment for rents, and we're talking between 2,000 and 4,000 users.
Zisco Steel Chief Executive Officer Alois Kowo told the committee that some service providers have started legal proceedings against the company to recover money owed to them.
And of late, we've started getting letters from credit shops like Edgar's in particular, again complaining that in bulk our workforce is failing to service the credit facilities they have with such organizations. So on the ground, the picture is not looking that good, Honorable Chairman.
Goo, who told the committee 3 months ago that production was set to resume any time, said he is not involved in negotiations to revive the company and has no clue when things might fall into place at the troubled parastatal.
Lack of information is what is disturbing us. The workforce management, they expect to be briefed, but I cannot brief them because I do not have correct information of what exactly is transpiring. I'm not saying it's wrong. Maybe there is a very good reason why the discussions are being done in conclave, but management is not fully aware of what is going on.
The government signed the $750 million deal to revive Zisco Steel under a new company called New Zim Steel Limited, but it has not been finalized because of differences between the industry and mines ministries over its terms, including access to iron ore reserves. Goo said they are still operating as Zisco Steel, adding that money invested into the company appears as loans in Zisco Steel books.
Although we are not quite sure what facility they arranged with the bank, but what is very clear is that whatever is advanced to Zisco by the bank, it is reflected in Zisco books as a loan. And this applies from the first payment in terms of salaries that ESA did, I think it was in 2011.
Goo is, however, optimistic that the deal will be finalized soon so that production may resume. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.